This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the grief that
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We've got a call-in number if you'd like to call us. It's toll-free, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and we've got two solar experts with us. We've got Rich Sheehan. Welcome, Rich Sheehan from Montana.
Thank you, Vince. How are you today?
I am well. And we've got Kyle Harris from Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. So we are going to talk about off-grid living, the solar lifestyle, and preparedness. You know, why don't we start with Kyle. Kyle, here's a thought. You know, the United States Weather Service has said that we can expect in parts of the United States between 10 and 50 times more snow. Now, when you consider off-grid living and not having an outlet to plug into that's connected to the power grid, and you've got to prepare your own electricity, I mean, in those kinds of situations, that much snow, you know, you could be facing a life or death situation, whether you're connected to the power grid or not. Are you concerned at all about that being off grid?
Well, Vince, no, I have a broom.
And I know you mean it. You actually mean what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, sure I do. Yep. And so if I had to get out there three or four or five times a day to clear the panels off, that's what I would do. But you know, all of us, Rich and I both have generators that if we had to, we can fire up the generator and charge up the batteries. And you should do that about once a week anyway. Just keep your system going and your batteries topped off. And so that's not a major concern. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that we were going to get that much more snow. 10 and 50 times more snow or 50%,
yes.
Did you say?
No. 10 to 50X.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows if it's going to happen or not. But let's say it's only twice as much or five times as much. That's still a big problem, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure it is. Yeah, you'll be out there cleaning the panels quite often.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you let's talk just a little bit about the generators, Kyle, and then we'll go to Rich. When you talk about you've got solar panels that receive light from the sun, convert it to electricity, ultimately get stored in a battery bank. But if there's not much sun, or whether, let's say it's cloudy, let's say it's rainy, let's say it's heavily overcast for days and days and days, or it snows for days and days and days, and you don't get much sunlight, you will have to resort to that generator. Now, some people are thinking that they would fire up their generator, and these are people without solar systems. These are just people who have generators. Fire up that generator and plug some extension cords in, and they're good to go. But the fuel consumption, when you do that, is astronomical. Can you tell us about that?
Well, absolutely. I have a Yamaha generator that has, in its entire life, it's never run on anything but synthetic motor oil. Mm-hmm. And you need that when it's cold, of course, because if you put regular motor oil in there, it just doesn't seem, I mean, you'll be pulling on it till you're plenty warm.
Right.
You won't have to worry about being warm after that. But anyway, mine's a 6,500 watt generator, and it goes into my inverter, which is a 3,500 watt inverter. It supplies, you know, plenty of power. It's gasoline. I wouldn't mind having a propane one, propane conversion on that, and I'm actually looking into that myself. But right now, I have gasoline set aside and preserved just for the winter for the generator. So that supplies, I mean, my inverter will take whatever the house is not using and put that into the batteries. So say if my wife wants to if we're not running anything, it'll put everything except for lights, you know, then it'll put everything else that whatever the generator is producing up to 70 amps into the batteries. I will say one thing, though, that I think Rich will find out, Rich will confirm. For some reason, when you run a generator to charge a battery bank, the charge does not last as long as when they are charged by the solar panels. It has to do with a very quick, fast charge compared to one that is very slow. The solar panels, of course, work all during sunlight hours, so it charges them up pretty good. But the batteries seem to drop faster whenever you charge them with a generator. And my 6,500 watt generator consumes approximately, right at 3/4 of a gallon of gas per hour. I've tested it about 4 times where I've tried to really pin that down. But anyway, that's the consumption on mine. I would wish that I had set this, could do everything over again, I probably would have put a generator, build something underground where I could put a diesel generator and run, you know, less RPMs and have something that would last longer. But right now, finances and everything else tend to dictate that I stick with what I've got.
Sure. Rich Sheehan, are you concerned about the winter? Have you heard these forecasts? Farmers where we are here in Missouri are talking about what they believe is going to be a rough winter also. Now, I don't know if it's a single point source where people have passed on that's going to be a rough winter, all from United States, Weather Service, or whether they actually feel it in their bones or have some other method or looking at the, you know, Farmer's Almanac or whatever their source may be. They seem to be more concerned about this winter coming up than any other winter they've seen for quite some time. Are you concerned about the winter, and are you preparing for it, and what are your concerns with your solar system?
And I am absolutely not concerned about the winter. Now, we live a little rugged. We don't have quite the appliances that Kyle has. And I only have a 675-amp-hour system, Vince. So basically what that is 225-amp-hour batteries. I have 6-volt batteries, and they're wired in 3 strings of 4. So 225 times 3 is how I get my 675-amp-hour system. Now, when Kyle and I talked a couple weeks ago, I think, Kyle, you're like double that, right?
Correct, yeah. Mine's around 1,100.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Yeah, so we live pretty rugged, Vince. We don't even need electricity to live in this cabin, unlike most Americans who need electricity to flush the water and have water and things of that nature. Now, we do have an Amish wood cook stove, which we use firewood on. That's our only source of heat, and that's how we cook and get our hot water as well. So believe it or not, we don't even need electricity to live in this cabin. And I agree, when I laughed when Kyle says, no, I have a broom, because that's exactly what we do. And when it snows, we just take a broom to the solar panels and broom it off. It's not a big deal. Now, when we get snow, because I only live at 2,700 feet, I think Kyle is quite a bit higher than me in elevation, which usually is a good thing for solar because you get less clouds and you're above the clouds. You get more sun during those cold winter months. But I don't even need to supplement use my generator to fill up my batteries until well into November. And last year, February 1st, I had all the solar I need. So I only go, you know, two tops, 3 months of supplementing with a generator batteries filled.
Now, when you say, you supplement for 2 or 3 months, now we're not talking about running your generator continuously. We're talking about running that for a short period of time, powering the generator off, and then storing that electricity that the generator produced in your batteries, and then draining your batteries of that electricity to some point, and then recharging your batteries, right?
That's correct. I charge maybe twice a week during the coldest, darkest weeks of winter. I like snow because, first of all, because we're only at 2,700 feet, we don't get a lot of it. My southern slopes, half the winter is bare here. Mm-hmm. So when we get snow, the glare from the sun actually creates more solar on my panels. So it works out pretty good. Now, regarding the use of the system, folks, how this works is we have an inverter charger, like Kyle mentioned earlier. And when the generator's on, the generator produces AC current, which goes through the generator and gets banked as DC. When it comes in through solar, it goes directly into the batteries and it gets banked as DC. When it goes into my cabin, which is about a 1,700 to 1,800 square foot cabin, I have no interior rooms. It's all one big, great room, so it's easy to heat. It's easy to light. And this way, the DC energy comes through the inverter back into my cabin as AC. And that's making a very long story short how that works.
You know, I was thinking as you were saying this, most of us are connected to the grid and we have an electric meter. And if we had just a very tiny electric bill of, let's say, $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year. If it were $400 a month, that's $4,800 a year. That's almost $5,000 a year for electricity that they promised would be almost free to heat our homes and operate our homes back in the 1950s when they talked about atomic energy. So it's $5,000 for what was supposed to be almost free. We'll talk more about off-grid living, and I'd like to ask these two gentlemen, would they go back?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheevan's with us. And he's written the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And Kyle Harris is with us, and he lives off the grid in Montana. So let's start with Kyle. Kyle, if you had the option to go back, and I guess you do, to go back to the power grid and pay for your electricity just the way probably 99.9% of those of us in the United States do, would you?
Vince, if I'd have known how easy and how actual, you know, compared to having to work to pay the power bill, compared mm-hmm. to living and taking care of it yourself, if I would have known about it years ago, I'd have never paid a power bill in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Rich Sheevan?
Well, you know me, Vince. I think you made fun of me once because I always talk. I always bring back economy and finance into the picture
yeah.
to explain my reasoning. First of all, you got to look at the burden on the middle class between illegal immigration, Obamacare, government pensions, welfare, food stamps. I mean, the cost shifting and government subsidies that's going on, the corruption and manipulation. If we don't learn to take care of ourselves in some way and become more self-sufficient in certain ways, we're not going to be able to survive, never mind, or especially thrive. If I were to call my local power company, folks, it would cost me a $40,000 bill to bring in power underground to my cabin. Now, the same hole, the same ditch that provides my phone line so I can get internet costs $60. So you tell me what's up with that. Now, my whole solar array, everything, every tool that I have in my solar array, the panels, the generator, the inverter, the batteries, everything, cost me $15,000. Now, the math is really obvious. I think the only way I would stop living off grid, Vince, is if, you know, if my arms and hands continue to get weak from spinal stenosis and nerve damage, which I have. You know, I'm hoping I can make it well into my 60s, maybe even my 70s living this way. But if I lose the ability to be physical at all, then I would change my answer. But right now I'm going to live this way as long as I can.
Okay. Kyle, you first. When you look at the number of gallons of gasoline that you use to supplement the solar panels, when you know, during the dark days, the cloudy days, the overcast days, when your panels are not generating enough electricity for that period of time, for that week, if you add up all of the gasoline that you use per year to supplement and run your generator, just part of the time, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, how many gallons do you think that might be?
Well, Vince, actually, I tested that last winter when gas, because I only run non-ethanol premium in my generator. I tested that, and I was averaging, like Rich, I run my generator pretty much from about maybe the last week of November to about about halfway through March, approximately. After that, I can usually kick the solar will do fine, and it averaged to me last year approximately $82 to $89 a month.
Well, bottom line is, if you just look at that one particular cost, that's lower than just about everybody's electric bill. If you look now, there's equipment that's involved and maintenance and changing the oil, and you're using the best oil, so you're using the over $4 a quart synthetic oil, and you probably use a quart or two of that per oil change. So that's I totally agree with that. I agree with the way you're doing it, Rich. How about you? How much fuel are you using? Number of gallons or dollars per month when you supplement with your generator?
Well, I got to make it clear to your listeners, too, Vince, that I run my generator to pull up water, which I do about, once every 2 weeks to what we call watering the cabin, where we fill our water tanks upstairs that we do gravity feed to, or get our drinking water, et cetera, fill up our wood cook stove, which has a 24-gallon hot water reservoir attached to it. So during the heart of the winter, I'll use no more than 4 gallons of gas per week, I'm really pushing this as an example. I'm being conservative. So at 16 gallons of gas per month, and I'm going to use the example of $4 a gallon. So during my coldest, darkest months, I might spend $64 per month on fuel, and
Hold that thought. We're going to break.
Lunch and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, today we're talking about off-grid living. And the discussion is centering around the cost of the gasoline, which is the consumable product in the equation. And one of the things that I wanted to determine for all of our benefit is if we have 10 to 50 times the amount of snow, as the U.S. government said that we might, would that propose a serious threat to this lifestyle? And so you heard the answer. The answer is no. So, but it does provide a serious threat to the lifestyle of those of us who are connected to the power grid. So think about that. Now, when you look at a generator, the reason the discussion went in that direction was to let you know that if you have a solar off-grid type system, you will not be running your generator 24 hours a day during the equivalent of a power outage, as you would if you were grid connected. Okay, that's just a supplement in times of, cloudy weather, when there's not a lot of sun to land on your solar panels to generate that electricity. So now my question, we'll start with Kyle. Kyle, that generator, are you totally dependent on that generator for part of your for your lifestyle, or in an emergency, could you do without that generator completely? Like, let's say the grid goes down and you can't get the gasoline to run that generator to provide $82 to $89 worth of gasoline per month for the months of part of November through mid-March. So if you couldn't get gasoline, would you be at risk of dying?
Oh, no. No, we have oil lamps around the house and plenty of oil to go in them. We're set up that if the inverter died and the generator died, we would probably end up at some point doing clothes by hand, which we can do. And I have backup generators as well that would run small things like a washing machine. My wife actually has two of the old-time Ringer washers.
Right.
So we could run that if we needed to wash clothes, or we could wash them by hand if we had to. One thing I wanted to bring up, Vince, just for the rest of the people out there in the listening audience, is when we first moved out here, I had three kids at home. I have five kids total, but two of them had moved out. But we had three kids at home, and my system was approximately half the size it is now, and we still made it just fine. And that's with my daughter using a curling iron, once in a while whenever we go to town, and my wife the same thing. So my system, because I am an electrician, just parts, and of course my labor with everything was ran me right at $6,500, and that included the generator.
Wow. Okay. And Kyle, I want to thank you. You and I talked months ago off air about this barn that I'm just about finished the siding on. I've got another 150 feet of siding to put up. I hope to get 30 feet of it done today after the broadcast. But you advised me to put some number 10 wire in, and I did, between the house and the barn. So that's in and underground. Actually, I ran four wires of number 10 underground in conduit between the barn and the house for that solar power that we're putting in. So, Rich Sheevan, what are you totally dependent on that generator or not? Would you be at risk of death should you have a prolonged should you have the lack of gasoline to run your generator, or should your generator fail? Are you totally dependent on it or not?
Not at all, Vince. In fact, Kyle mentioned something very important earlier in the show, that we only need, when you live off-grid, you only need to top off your batteries about once every 7 or 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going 6 days in a row without solar or without the generator going, your system's going to be fine and it's going to be healthy, as long as you top it off every 7 or 8 days. So, but I'll be honest with you, folks, if no one can get gasoline, it's going to be real ugly. And, look at some of the things that people who live on grid have to deal with when they're not thinking outside the box and living according to this politically correct follower cookie cutter mentality. Just look at 50% of the electricity made in America. This is coal. This is done by coal. Okay, if you look at what the Obama administration is doing and with the EPA and the restrictions and regulations that's going on, you got to ask yourself, do you really think electricity usage is going to go down in price? And if you say it is, then give me a call. I've got a bridge to sell you. And then you got to look at all the military generals and Homeland Security representatives, how they've reported how fragile America's grid situation is. It could be cyber terrorism and EMP. Look at California. There was a bunch of transformers shot out. Look at Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy. People were living weeks, if not months, without electricity. So when you really think about how compromised you could be when living off-grid compared to me and on-grid, pardon me, compared to me and Kyle who live off-grid, we have a lot less worries than most of Americans who are on the grid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that was one of the things that I wanted to make sure we covered in today's class, that you are not at risk compared to the rest of us. And, you know, I was thinking, I've got a copy of this newspaper that came out, and it showed the board of directors and the annual meeting of the electric co-op that I ran for the board and was unsuccessful in getting that position. But I learned some things that were very interesting. There's a fort in Missouri, Fort Leonard Wood, and they are one of the largest customers of Laclede Electric Cooperative. So even this military fort is dependent on the power grid. So we think that, you know, they might get along just fine without, you know, power grid electricity. Absolutely not. They have the same problems that everyone else who's connected. However, they do have, you know, some emergency generators, but they cannot generate all of their electricity that they need through their own system. They buy it as the rest of us do. So then the next question is there a weak link in your alternative energy systems that you might be more concerned about than any other component within your power generation system?
I think for me, Vince, that would probably be the inverter. Okay. And I am looking to, I picked up the other day, I found a really good buy on, an Outback controller. And I'm going to put it in a Faraday cage and just keep it for a backup. But I am also going to look around and try to find another 3,500-watt inverter that I am going to also put in a Faraday cage because I want a backup, you know. And so that's the only major – of course, your batteries, you know, they're going – you could have a battery go bad. Mm-hmm. And it's better if you, like mine, where Rich has his running in three strings, mine run in two strings of four batteries each. So they say it's best to replace a whole string or if you lose one because there's a path of discharge. So that is possible, but I would probably just replace one battery and take my chances.
Mm-hmm.
My batteries are big 6-volt batteries. They weigh approximately 105 pounds apiece. You want the amp hour capacity if you're going to try to, you know, maintain this any semblance, I should say, of a modern lifestyle. Rich lives a little more primitive than I do, but my wife does not want to put, you know, not want to. Not have a washer and dryer in the house. I don't want to have to travel to town to wash and dry clothes. That would cost me way too much money. Or even wash clothes and then come home and dry them. That would cost too much money to want to travel. And I am like Rich. I got an estimate to put the power in, put the grid in here. And I also was right at $42,000 is what they quoted me. Just to get to the corner of my property, and then there's another 100 yards to get to the house. So it would have been, you know, probably $44,000-$45,000. So for me, at the time, 13 years ago when we moved out here, the $6,500 was a no-brainer. And I've got to tell people too, you know, the wire I have running from my generator to my house is number 6 stranded underground. So it's called SO cord. It looks like a huge extension cord. So that's really a concern. And I picked it up at actually at a garage sale, 150 feet of it. And so I wanted the most transfer that you can get. People that think that they can run like a number 10 or 12 extension cord to a generator and hook that up to your house and think you're going to run a 9,000 watt electric hot water heater or a 9,000 watt electric stove are going to be sadly mistaken, because it'll just burn that cord to a crisp.
Oh, sure. Now, when I ran number 10 wire from the barn to the house, I was thinking of one of two things, and I haven't decided which is the best way to go. I would either use that number 10 wire, four strands of it, to charge the batteries and have the batteries in the garage of the farmhouse, or send 220 volts through it from the inverter. Now, I don't know which way I'm going to go at this point, but I also ran number 4 triplex underground in a separate conduit, so I could even use that. So I have a lot of options, but I haven't decided exactly where I'm going to put the inverter and the batteries and so forth. I'd like to put the batteries in the barn so that it's a little safer, because we've had a couple of explosions here with deep cycle batteries. Rich, what is the weak link that you see in these systems? Can you tell us that when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements? The weak link in Rich Heben's solar off-grid power system. And by the way, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana by Rich Heben. You can get it at Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about solar. We're talking about off-grid. And we've been talking about the weak link. What is it? And let me explain why I'm asking this question. Here at the farm, things will be pretty good if we lose power on the grid. We can get by for quite a long time. The one thing that would put us at risk is the lack of water. So because of that, I bought a spare well pump, brand new, and all of the controls that go with it. And I've got them. So I have the equipment to pull the old well pump out of the well and place the new pump at the bottom of the well. I've got extra pipe, extra wire, everything that we need, we have to prepare for the weak link going down. And that's a concern to me, because 3 days without water, and you die. So, Rich Sheehan, is there a weak link that you're concerned about in your system or in anybody's system?
Well, let me just address what you just said about water, Vince. You know, I have a small river running through my property that I can always bucket mm-hmm. water and then boil it up. I also have a well bucket that I can lower in my well in case there's no availability for gasoline. Now, going back to your question with specificity, let me tell your listeners what I have for an off-grid setup. I have batteries, solar panels, solar controller, a trimetric, a DC disconnect, an inverter charger, and a generator all wired in unison. And I'm going to agree with Kyle that the inverter is probably the weak link, and I do have an extra inverter in a Faraday cage in case that goes down. But my inverter is only a 110-volt inverter. My one-horsepower pump is a 220-volt pump. So because of the fact that I use a 110-volt inverter, I cannot use my batteries to pull up water. Now, I've been living off-grid for about 7 years, and I think Kyle will agree that the technology has changed so much for the betterment of the options of the off-grid person. Now, it wouldn't be fair, Vince, if I didn't mention smart meters, because the weak link in people who live on grid, one of the weak links is smart meters, and they're being put and installed in their homes without consent, and there's even negative health impacts from their signals. Now, the powers that be are knowing what appliances you have when you turn them on, when you're home. They can shut off your air conditioner. So, you know, living on the grid, folks, you really got to think about what you're giving up, because who's getting that database of when you're home or not?
Our daughter was offered a financial incentive to connect to a meter type system that would allow the electric company to shut off her air conditioning system in times of high electricity demand. And she'd get, you know, like $60 a year to opt into this. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Why would anybody do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So your weak link is your inverter. And do you have plans to have another inverter or something, you know, should that happen, or are you just going to ride it out?
Well, I do have one in the Faraday case, like I mentioned. But, you know, because of the fact that I bought it, you know, years ago, that 110-volt inverter is not a 220-volt inverter, which means that it's, I don't want to say suboptimal, but the technology has changed so much, Ben, that if I didn't have one in a Faraday cage and my inverter went, I would probably prefer to get a newer inverter that has a few more bells and whistles, and it's going to be have a little more functionality than the one I have. So it's good to have one. But at the same time, technology is changing so much that so much of the things that I have is not obsolete, but not quite as functional as some of the newer stuff that's out there.
Kyle, what does a new inverter, 3,500 watts, cost today?
Well, it'll run you, I think along that, it's too bad we haven't got more time, Vince, because we should go into that. But you're looking, I'm guessing, somewhere in the $1,800 range for a 220-watt bigger inverter. But, again, I haven't priced them in quite a while. I would buy a good used older inverter myself.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we do have more time, but not today. So let's we'll talk off the air, and we'll get the roundtable scheduled with Rich Sheeben, Kyle Harris, and we'll talk more about off-grid living, let's say in a few weeks. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Off-Grid Montana with Rich Sheeben, One New York Man's
American Church. Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.